this is the same archdiocese that made the choice to hide the truth about who the offenders were and where they were from the communities for decades. And it's now the same archdiocese that is hiding the truth about their ability to pay and their ability to count and their ability to be transparent with the survivors and with the community. And so it has to be called out for what it is. It's a sham and it's a scam. It's a lie, it's misleading, and it's deceptive, and it's sad. It's time for truth, it's time for transparency, it's time for accountability, and what they just put forward to the public and to the survivors and to the court is none of those things. The other thing that is evident is from the start, the Archdiocese has made a pledge to the survivors. And they pledged to put the survivors first. But what they've done here in this plan is put the Archdiocese first. And put the assets of the Archdiocese first by hiding and protecting them. Evaluating the high schools and the cathedral at zero, when we know the high schools and the cathedral have value. They also, the plan also, instead of putting the survivors first, puts the archdiocese first and the insurance companies second. And then the survivors last in line. Because this plan that they've now put in adds out of Archdiocese money $100,000. $100,000 out of $1.7 billion, and the rest comes from insurance. And the insurance that is being added to this lets the insurance companies off the hook. And they've made a deal with the insurance companies to let them off the hook. Because the insurance that is available to the Archdiocese to pay these claims fairly and reasonably is also over $1 billion. This plan adds something like, what is it, $33 million?
$60 million.
Adds about $60 million. In other words, there's $1 billion available in insurance, and they're coming up with $60 million, coming up short. And so the truth is, this is not right. This cannot stand and should not stand. And on behalf of the survivors with whom we speak, spoken and working, it is a time for truth, it is time for transparency, and it's time for them to be held to account in a way they've continued to refuse. And that is sad, and that is sorrowful. Overall, there's $120 million in insurance money, even though we know, and it's documented that there is up to $1 billion in insurance money available to the Archdiocese if they really want to step up and have their insurers step up, which they have chosen not to do. Instead, they've chosen to hide, to deceive, to mislead, to not be transparent, and chosen not to be accountable. And that's what makes it sad, and that's what makes this another sad day. And at first blush, I'm sure they said at their press conference, this is a lot of money, and it is. But when you look at what they're offering in their plan, compared to what they allowed to be done to 440 survivors, 440 lives and families who were destroyed, who they chose to allow to be destroyed for decades, and for whom they now have to reckon, and have refused to reckon, and you look at the damages they allowed to be done compared to what they're trying to do once they're now being held accountable. It is deficient. It is shameful. Any questions?
So, Mr. Anderson, what should they do? Should they drive a harder bargain with their insurance companies, or what would you suggest they do?
Well, what they should do is first make sure that they don't make a deal under the table with the insurance companies like they did, and let the insurance companies deal with us, and at arm's length instead of doing what they've done in this plan. They should make the insurance companies pay the way we can make them pay under our plan, where we can hold them directly accountable for their responsibility and what they insured. And they should also be honest about their assets, their own assets and their own ability to pay. And instead of offering up $13 million for 440 claims, they should offer up something that is more proportional to what their true ability to pay is, instead of hiding their assets, instead of hiding their money, instead of hiding their net worth, instead of hiding their ownership and control of all those other assets that they refuse to acknowledge.
So does the hiding of the assets then reduce the insurance settlement? I mean, those two things are kind of linked together, and that's why you say that if you boost one, the other would boost. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, there's two parts. The Archdiocese has to come up with something proportional to their ability to pay, which is closer to $1.7 billion, and something instead of $13 million. And with the insurance companies, they have to allow us to negotiate with them directly so that the insurance companies pay their fair share. And in this plan, the insurance companies are required to pay $120 million. Instead of what they could pay and should pay is up to $1 billion. And between the two, the insurance companies and the Archdiocese, this plan falls so far short, it has to be called out for what it is, deficient. Thanks all.
I got one more question for you. I'm Bill Werner with Minnesota News Network. Hi, good to...
What's the $13 million you're throwing around?
That's what the Archdiocese is contributing out of their own assets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in their insurance settlement, they were using a number closer to $100 million at today's news conference, not
$133 million.
No, but...
Well, the $133 is total, but
right.
The insurance...
That included insurance money as well.
The insurance pot is $120
million. $120
million
insurance.
Okay, yeah. So plus 13 is one, hence $133, and you're saying they undervalue, therefore, if they were to value it, they could claim more in terms of the insurance.
All they got to do is just tell us the truth and we'll negotiate with them, you know? And all they got to do is show us, you know, and be honest about it, and this could be done. But, you know, they continue to hide their assets and the truth about their ability to pay and work with the insurance companies to avoid having to account and to reckon, and that's what makes this as disturbing as it is.
Now, what would the benefit be of you and the victims directly negotiating with the insurance companies?
Because we can hold the insurance companies make contracts to cover them. They have multiple insurance companies that have up to $1 billion in coverage. Our plan, the survivor's plan that was put forward, allows us to collect some fair value from the Archdiocese, but go directly against the insurance companies and collect on those insurance policies and then bridge the gap between what the Archdiocese can really pay fairly and what the insurance companies are supposed to pay.
The Archdiocese said that there's going to be a vote next month on this plan, which will include the survivors that will vote. What are you recommending then to your...
Well, I would not recommend to any survivor that they allow themselves to be betrayed and deceived, misled, again, the way they were as children. We can't trust what they say and what they have done so far. And our recommendation to them is that this is a struggle that has to continue, and we will continue until there is reckoning, until the truth is told, and a fair resolution can be reached, and the journey will continue to that end.
Mr. Rogers, their attorney, said the go-it-alone plan, which allows the Archdiocese to basically handle its own bankruptcy and then you litigate separately, going to result in years and years and years of litigation.
Well, the assertion that it will result in years and years of litigation will only be because it was the Archdiocese that chooses not to tell the truth, to disclose their assets, and to work with the survivors and the survivors committee to come to a fair resolution, and their desire to sell them short again. And that's the only reason this could or would continue in litigation. As soon as they come clean, as soon as they come up with a plan that is fair, that doesn't cheat them further and betray the pledge and trust that they've made, we stand ready, willing, and continue to be able to work with them, but we can't.
Was there a number today they could have said that you would have run out of this courthouse and said, we have a deal?
I can't really say that it's that simple, but I can say that there's been over a year of negotiations in mediation that have proved fruitless for lack of transparency and an unwillingness by the Archdiocese to be accountable. And that is what has caused what we call competing plans, our plan versus theirs. And the court will have to decide which one is fair.
And I thought their attorney mentioned a settlement of 6 lawsuits already through mediation.
Well, there are a settlement with 6 insurance companies, that insured them, that they made a settlement with that we weren't a part of, that makes this whole thing deficient and somewhat deceptive.
In the end game, though, are you going to be able to get as much leverage with these insurance companies individually through litigating as they might be able to get collectively as the Archdiocese against their insurers? If you go to that litigation route, aren't you potentially risking that the total settlement for victims might be less?
No, we think that to pursue aggressively the insurance companies, the way we know how we can and they should be required to pay, is going to result in a fair, fuller resolution for the survivors, and it can be done expeditiously. We know how to settle with them when we have them at the table and at the courthouse steps, and they will be required to pay if we're given the opportunity to make them pay fair value.